Boston defense attorney Robert George has represented a who's who of criminal defendants charged with murder and mafia mayhem. Now it's George who's headed to prison. WBUR's David Boeri reports a federal judge has sentenced George to 3.5 years for his conviction on money laundering charges.
Judge Nathaniel Gorton is from the Gortons of Gloucester. The family's name is attached to the seafood company, and Judge Gorton's name is also attached to much heavier than average prison sentences. So Robert George dreaded getting fried like a fish when he came to court. The prosecutors who caught him in a money laundering sting wanted to put him away for more than 5 years. U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts, Carmen Ortiz.
He was not a good man when he engaged with these other two individuals and conspired to launder drug proceeds.
It took a jury less than 2 hours to convict George after watching and listening to tapes secretly recorded by government-paid informant Ronald Dardinsky. At the trial, where Dardinsky's credibility was savaged, he testified that George offered to help him launder $200,000 in drug profits, found the mortgage broker to do the cleaning, and then got a $20,000 fee.
Mr. Dardinsky was not the only piece of evidence in this case. In this case, you also had the actual words of Bob George on tape recordings, and so that's what the jury saw.
This is not a good person. The prosecutor, Laura Kaplan, told the judge, George has expressed no remorse and accepted no responsibility. Defense attorney Robert Goldstein asked the judge for a sentence of 1.5 years.
I can tell you that I've studied the tapes intensely, and I wholeheartedly disagree with the government's narrative in terms of what those tapes amount to in this case.
A former client with a grudge, Dardinsky is a professional informant, a career criminal who the DEA has paid $75,000 to over the years. Invoices obtained by WBUR show he was paid $6,700 in cash just after George's arrest. "Your Honor," said George in addressing a court for perhaps his last time, "I could not ever plead guilty to these charges because I was not guilty." It was a brave statement to make since it risked the judge's disapproval for not taking responsibility for the crime. "I am a convicted felon at almost 58 years old. My fall from grace has been long and hard." George told the judge he will appeal his conviction. Again, his lawyer, Robert Goldstein.
And he's regretful for some of that conduct, but at all times has maintained that none of it rises to a criminal offense.
Now came the stern judge with a reputation for being a heavy hitter. "You so disgracefully and inexplicably fell off the straight and narrow path," Judge Gorton said. "It's incomprehensible to me how a smart, respected defense attorney could stoop so low to associate and aid common criminals whose business is to spread poison through our community." But the judge said he was also influenced by the letters and statements that vouched for George.
And the judge acknowledged and recognized all of that good and imposed a very significant deviation from the advisory guideline range of 63 months.
3.5 years in prison. Relatively speaking, it was a relief for George. As a final penalty, the judge allowed the government to seize George's Lexus and $39,000 in cash. They're the assets that the government will now share with its informant, the notorious Ronald Dardinsky. U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz seemed unaware.
He is entitled to 10% of the forfeiture of the $39,000 as well as the Lexus, as you understand?
No, I don't think that's accurate, David. I don't think that's accurate at all.
Ortiz didn't know the government had agreed to and given Dardinsky 10% of the assets seized from another target he set up in this case. WBUR has obtained the signed receipt for the first payment of $9,500. That, even though the prosecutor standing beside Ortiz has acknowledged the deal in another court document.
I do not know, to stay clear, the specifics of that, nor should I be really explaining that, because we do not really disclose and provide in detail what our investigative operations are. He should get what he deserves and what he is entitled to.
What he's entitled to is laid out in the DEA invoices and the agreement WBUR has seen, and by his own court testimony. The U.S. Attorney's Office referred us to the DEA for the details, and the DEA told us it cannot divulge payments or arrangements with informants. So at the end of the day, Robert George is disgraced and at the end of his legal career. Ron Dardinsky has just made about $6,000 in part of a Lexus. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.